Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Taking the conch again in Kevin Pollak's stead is me, Cole Stratton, star of neither stage nor screen. Kevin will be back as soon as he wraps production on Willow 2, These Brownies Got Nuts.
Ah.
Let's get right to it and meet today's alchemist, starting with power forward for the Washington Generals, Joey Greer.
Woo!
Joey, how will you beat the Harlem Globetrotters this time out?
I don't know. You know, we just got to give solid defense, and we just got to pass the ball.
Smart. Your spider senses must be tingling, because next up is queen of some corner of the Spider-Verse, Vanessa Raglan.
Ooh.
Vanessa, who's your favorite hunk in the Marvel Universe?
Oh, Thor.
That's fair.
Big time.
Jeez, you're horny for Thor.
Honk if you're horny for Thor.
Honk thorny. If you're thorny. Yeah.
Honk if you're thorny. Nice. He's curlier than one of the Stooges. It's James Heaney. Heen Streak, if you could live inside one of your favorite video games, which would it be?
Oh, it would definitely be Grand Theft Auto 5.
The Yikes. Fifth one.
Well, because I'm really familiar. It's pretty much the same thing. And I can get away with murder. Nice.
Well, we're all terrified. Next up, flipping the script and making molehills out of mountains, it's Craig Kakowski. Craig, you have a podcast about your favorite 100 movies, but what's your least favorite movie ever?
There's a movie called The Far Horizons with Fred McMurray and Charlton Heston as Lewis and Clark.
Oh, no.
And Donna Reed as Sacagawea.
Oh, no.
It's a real movie.
Oh,
and
wow.
And it's terrible.
Nice.
Donna.
And finally, he's tall, he's handsome, and he's funny, so we hate him. Chris Alvarado. Chris, what's it like checking all the boxes?
I'm just thankful to God and my parents and stuff like that.
Didn't just win the Super Bowl.
I want to thank everybody. And I thank you guys for being along on my journey with
We're
me.
Lucky
so thanks,
to be
guys.
Here, really.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
We're thorny for you.
All right, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Josh, who wrote, "Hey, alchemists, I love the show. The show cracks me up every time I listen to it at the office. It is borderline impossible to stay composed when listening in a quiet setting. Anyways, I have a scene. A group of amateur bank robbers fumbling around in a bank trying to carry out the robbery as professional as possible. It turns out they are not professional at all. They don't even have a getaway car. Alchemists fill in the rest. Cheers, Josh."
Okay, that's the only key I have. I don't have any other keys to the vault.
Yeah, but this key's not working. Is there a password? Where's your manager?
I am the manager.
I'm the manager. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
Wow, really?
I'm the manager.
I am the manager.
Listen, I have about 3 minutes before the cops
come. Can you
come.
Give us a second?
Okay, but please.
Listen, Brian, I'm the manager.
All right, I know him, but it's more
Why
like
would
a...
Why would you say that?
We gotta get out of here, Rick.
Give him a second.
Excuse me.
I'm freaking out here, Rick.
It's management issues.
Listen, I've been the manager for 6 months, okay?
Yeah.
And you're great at what you do. You really are. I think you're on the path to management, but I'm the manager. I overheard that. That really hurt.
I know. I'm sorry. I just, near-death experience. I just was say the thing you want.
I'm going to tell Meredith.
Rick, what's happening?
I don't know exactly. I guess we have a different manager. There's a power struggle here.
No, there's only one manager.
All right, then you come
me.
With me, miss.
Oh, I'm the manager.
No, you're not.
Which one of you is the manager?
Okay, guys. I got no car yet, but I got two birds lined up. I'm trying to get
what?
Other birds lined up. Do you have an app?
Do I have an app?
Yes.
No.
What do you mean? I have the app.
I left my phone at home.
What do you mean?
I have my phone with the app.
Okay,
please,
good.
Get
okay,
into the
so
first.
That, okay, I'm ready.
Thank God for Rick. Thank God for Rick McCord.
Don't use my name. For God's sake, that's my code name.
Rick
guys,
McCord,
can we speed this up? I'm bleeding out
that,
here.
Ryan.
I shot myself.
Jesus.
I don't know how I did it, but I'm bleeding out. Okay, bad. Do you have whoever the manager is? Could you get
me
the first aid kit?
I'm the manager.
No,
could you please?
Brian, wait, I've got to really get to the bottom of this with Brian.
I just need a first
Brian,
aid kit.
I've been the manager for 6 months. Do you not like my management style? I'm trying to be compassionate. I try to listen to everything you say. We're in the middle of a crisis and I'm still hearing you. So why would you try to take my authority?
Honestly, it's just something I've dreamed of for my whole life and I just set it to activate it and to believe
That's
that
not
I
how
are we doing on time,
works?
Rick? I
We're
left
not
my phone
doing
at
good
home.
On time. I need one of the guns. These guys aren't paying attention to me. Get Dan's gun.
Okay. I got two birds, I got a skateboard, and I got an Uber X coming. Is that okay? Will that work?
What? Uber X?
An Uber
Those
pool.
Are so pricey.
An Uber pool then.
Ah, how am I gonna skateboard? I'm bleeding out, man.
Okay, you'll take the Uber. Okay, I'll be right back.
They shot Dan. Dan shot himself.
Dan shot himself.
Dan Springsteen.
Dan, toss me the gun.
Dan
I need it. These guys aren't. Don't write that down.
I'm
don't
just
write
taking
that down.
Don't worry about me,
Dan,
sir.
Throw me the gun.
Here you go.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
I think Dan's going to bleed out.
Oh, he got shot again. Oh, my God. Your buddy got shot again.
I can help. Okay. I know CPR.
You help me with the key? Because this...
I know CPR.
Brian, that was so... You are undermining me. I just said, I know CPR. Did you guys hear that?
I heard that, but I... Like,
why is he doing that? Why are you doing that?
I just wanna... Don't mansplain to her.
Thank you.
I'm just so freaked out. I just want to be the best I can in these heightened situations.
No, I want to thank Rick McCord right now for just hearing me.
Do you guys know gut bullet maintenance?
I know gut bullet extraction.
So do I. I know gut bullet extraction.
You don't? Okay, then do it. Let's let Brian do it.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Help my friend Dan Springsteen.
Do you have the gun? Is there the gun available?
You don't need a gun for that. This gun.
Oh, here, I'll hold that.
Give me my gun back.
No.
Okay, I'm going to have to make an incision from the neck down.
Well, Brian.
Why are you using a complimentary bank pen?
And then just go down the sternum all the way to the belly button. And I'm going to open up.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, but I had to give the Uber X that I downgraded to an Uber pool. I had to give him your social security number, okay?
Dan's, come on, man. We're gone, man. We're gone.
Dan's dead. We don't need an Uber pool anymore. His rib cage
we're
is
supposed
open.
To have deleted Uber. Anyway, should be on Lyft.
Oh, because of the thing?
Because
of the
thing.
He's dead. Oh, wait,
he's
dead?
He's fully dead.
They killed Dan Springsteen.
Let me just try CPR.
Rick McCord, what are we going to do?
Rick McCord. Don't use my name anymore. We've got to take her as hostage now.
Oh, you're Rick. Okay, God. Wait, what?
Of course we're going to take...
Oh, you're going to take me as hostage? Why don't you take Brian? He's the manager.
Take me as hostage.
Is he the manager?
No, I'm the manager, but I'm just saying he gets to do everything else. He got to open up the body.
I'm the manager.
You're not the manager, Brian. Brian, I don't want to shoot you in the face.
Oh, shit.
I do not want to shoot
back.
You. No!
That is...
They shot Rick McCord!
Oh, shit.
Let me try to get the bullet out.
It was self-defense. Yeah, try to get the bullet out and kill him again, Brian. Just like you killed
Dan. Okay, it's just you and me, so I'm going to cancel this Uber, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and so we have the two birds.
Holy shit, I'm alive. Oh, God.
Oh, Dan Springsteen's alive.
I got to get this Uber back.
Okay.
Can I log out on my email?
Yeah, here.
Okay.
But log out of mine first.
Okay.
Log out. Don't look at my personal stuff. All right, you guys, I am now in charge. Who's the manager here?
I am.
I'm the man.
Ugh.
What?
I am the manager.
I'm the manager.
Well,
you
I
subscribe
have
to a lot of porn
manager.
Sites.
Don't. That's not.
What kind of porn?
I had it. What?
Ooh,
that's none of your business.
Stuff.
Here's
oh
what your business
God.
Is.
I didn't know people like that.
What did you say?
Is there a
I
there's
no
porn for
everybody.
Everyone. There
yes,
really is a porn
there,
for
I'm
everyone.
I'm sorry. Is there a Rick McCord or something? I'm waiting out here. I got people to drop off. And...
He's dead.
Wait, what happened to Rick, man? What happened to Rick?
She shot him.
All right. Well, look. Someone's going to get charged. That I got to go, man.
Oh, hey. Can you call?
I'm not a phone service, all right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you wait for us? We don't
call
even
the
have
police.
The money yet.
Call the police.
Oh, okay. Okay, 119.
That's no. That's wrong.
Hi. Thanks for calling 119.
Ooh, hey.
Your pathway to enlightenment.
Ooh, hey. Yeah. All right, great.
Hey, masturbating. Stop.
Hold on.
Stop.
Press 1 if you want to feel the lotus position.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
There's some incest hentai on this if you want.
Okay, yeah. Come on. How much is this going to cost me? Come on.
Stop masturbating next to Rick McCord.
Hey, yeah, it's a bank. I can do what I want.
No, you can't. And as the manager, I demand
I'm the manager.
Stop. You...
Oh, God, I got shot. I got shot. Oh, man, what the fuck's going on? I'm out of here, man. Fuck this, man.
I'm sorry. Can I make this deposit or not? I've been standing here for a good 20 minutes, and no one will come to the teller window.
Give me your money, old man.
Oh, no.
This is a bank robbery.
Okay,
that's
well,
so
it's...
so mean.
Okay,
it's, well, he's a great customer.
It's pennies. You want to count them. I rolled them.
Well, okay, I don't want to... I don't want to take from people. That's why we're robbing this bank. We're
well,
like Robin Hood.
He is a person, and he's also a public servant. He's been a postal worker. He volunteers at the fire department, even though he can't do anything. And he puts on a pancake breakfast on his deck every month.
Oh, on his what?
On his deck.
On his
no,
deck?
No, shut up. No. Let me shoot you in the head.
Charlie! What? Selma Blair liked one of your Instagram posts.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, oh
it's
my
crazy,
gosh,
you right?
Do you know Selma Blair?
I didn't think I did, but...
Well, why would she like one of your Instagram posts?
Maybe I'm more special than I thought.
Did
everybody
you
down! This is a
bank robber, you motherfucker.
Oh, shit, it's
here?
Rob Riggle.
What's going on here? I'm Rob Riggle.
Rob, what are you doing
here? I'm just robbing banks. I'm practicing for a role. What's going on? Oh, is this happening?
God. Oh, man, this guy's a real pro.
Wow.
What's going on, man? You got an Instagram account?
Yeah.
What's your handle? I like you. What's your handle? I like you.
What is it about this
What
guy?
Is your handle? I'm into you, man. Talk to me, man. I'm going to blow you away.
Here, look at his phone.
Get the hell away from me, man. You smell like shit. I'm not going to talk to you. What's your handle? I like you. Talk to me.
Okay.
What is your handle?
You're blushing.
I don't know how to answer
God,
this.
God, he's cute. Hey, all right, look. I got to get out of here. I'm doing a pizza roll later on, so you can catch me over at Pizza Pizza by the Pizza. So find me there, all right?
Okay.
Hey, I've got an Instagram. Maybe.
Oh, God. Dan Spriggs is coughing up some organs.
Dude, Brian really fucked that up.
This has been a weird day. Can I just say that out loud?
Yes,
this has been a weird day.
Yes.
Right?
But finally, we agree.
You killed a couple people.
I did, but it was self-defense.
Yeah, and like, people are liking my Instagram stuff. It just doesn't make sense.
I don't want those two things to be like the same level
okay.
of weird.
Okay, can you just give us money and we will leave?
I am a manager. I
right?
do not have the money.
I'm a manager. I'm a manager.
Oh! Now he's dead.
Well, what should we do?
I don't know.
Can we open an account here?
Yeah.
You could absolutely open an account. I can help you do that. I can help you.
Yeah, so it's about like, you know, 6 or 7 months running around and fixing the car and I'm worrying about like, you know, like the handcuffs and, oh, shit. Oh man, this light's been going off for a minute. Nah, I shouldn't answer it. It's someone will pick up the emergency line. It's not that big a deal. But yeah, no, just crazy. Kind of think about what the ebb and flow of it all is. You know what I mean? So it's not something I complain.
Well, newsflash, I press the emergency button. So in a few minutes, you guys are all going to be busted, busted, busted. And I'm going to be a hero. And I'm not just going to be a bank manager anymore. I'm going to be a badass. Because I, a woman, killed 2 men.
You were never going to open an account for us in the first place, were you?
Never.
That's rude.
You're rude.
That's rude.
You think you're so special because Selma Blair liked to post.
And Rob Riggle seems to be kind of into me as well.
He was totally into you.
That's so strange.
Let's calm this down. This is nothing that a pancake breakfast can't solve.
Are you a dick?
All right, fuck you, man.
What the hell?
That's right.
You have a gun?
That's right. It's a Civil War musket.
Alfred?
Are you sure you shouldn't answer that call? That thing is flashing really red and really fast.
Yeah, I mean, am I sure? You know, yeah, I guess. But
because I'm not even listening to what you're saying. That button is just so distracting to me.
Oh, then, I mean, then that's the issue then. You know, listen to what I'm saying.
Can I answer it?
I mean, sure. I just kind of want to show you the place, show you where I work, and then maybe take you out. But
I know, I just feel like that button that is flashing
seems
important. It's red. It's flashing. Can you pass the phone?
Yeah, just.
Hello?
This is an automated emergency request from Capital Bank One.
Oh, God,
on
a spam call. You were right. You were right. It was nothing.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, it's all good.
You take the gun out of your mouth. You just said you had so much to live for.
Mm-mm.
What are you doing now? Mm-mm. You're the badass. Mm-mm. You win.
Don't do it. I'm freaking out here.
Here, do you want money? Do you want... Mm-hmm. Okay, give her some cash.
What?
Whatever you have on you.
Here's some cash.
I have $60 for the escape.
I'm paying for the bird on my app. Thank you.
Guys, I'm just like, it's hitting me what I did to those guys. That was not okay. It is not okay to kill people. But like when you were in here and you're so angry and you have the guns and the ski mask, like I felt like what I was doing was okay. But now seeing like Alfred with a gun, I'm like, what?
But he's still
is
loading
happening?
That thing.
It takes me a while. I got to get the powder in here.
Alfred, who are you going to shoot?
Yeah, which one?
I don't know. I got one shot in about 4 minutes before the next one. So I'm thinking about it.
We should all just duck when he's ready. That's my plan.
Okay. Jeez, this has been a weird day.
What am I doing with my life?
What am I doing with my life?
What am I doing with my life?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is that Rick McCord?
You know Rick McCord?
Yeah. We used to work at the post office together. Rick.
He was the mastermind behind this plot.
He had a big idea.
Well, he's clearly in a lot of pain, so I'll just put him out of his misery. Here you go, Rick.
Oh!
All right, 4
muskets,
minutes. Let's think about what's next.
Well, I think I'm going home.
Oh.
Yeah.
That feels right.
When the cops come here, say whatever you want. You know my Instagram account now, so if you want to find me or like any of my stuff, you can. And
okay.
Here's your phone back, by the way.
Thanks, dude. Jesus Christ, what did you search on this thing?
I searched bank alarms.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Uber, why you should quit.
I'm going to bird home. Are you going to hang with her, or do you want to come with me?
I'll hang here.
Okay.
I feel like I should be with Dan and Rick since they died. Bless you.
Oh my God, I got
still alive.
And that's okay. Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone just like really chilled out towards the end there. Yeah. Like, just how
you
we
know,
live.
They escalate and then they de-escalate. You know, it's every big thing.
When you started at 10.
That's right. Yeah.
You got a hold them.
All right, scene two is from M. So I have it at least James Bond's boss, who wrote, "Hey there, all. Cole is doing great stand-in host." Oh, well, thanks. Kevin clearly meant for me to read that. So thanks, Kevin. "Fans since day one, you were all hilarious. James Heaney once made me pull over in my car so I could control my laughter."
Oh, thank God. I was like, is this a friend of mine that I did something to?
Open letter threat.
Thank God he pulled
pull
it over
and control your laughter. Pull over and control your laughter.
Keep up the good work. My scene suggestion is this. Two disgruntled baristas are working a double shift at the drive-thru stand. It is one of those double-windowed stands, and these baristas have to deal with all the characters that come through the drive-thru. Thanks for all the laughs, M, as to not get fired because they listen to Alchemy This at work. That's the anonymous thing.
Awesome.
Can I get a chocolate latte, the ice in it, and a side of straws?
One chocolate ice latte, side of straws. Bro, I said chocolate ice latte, side of straws. You're not doing anything.
Sorry, M.
Bro, are you hungover?
No. Well, my heart has a hangover.
No, come on, just work.
Okay.
It's a two-man job. It,
I'm
jeez.
Doing it.
Yes.
Okay. There you go, one double chocolate.
And a side of straws.
And a side of straws.
Hi. Is someone going to take my debit card? Or how do I pay? What is going on?
CJ, get the card.
Okay, yes. I think I'll take that.
Oh, you have sad eyes. Can you just run this, please?
Yeah, actually, you insert the chip.
I don't want to cut line, but do you have oat milk? Because if you don't have oat milk, my whole being here is moot.
Yeah, no, we have oat milk.
Great. Well, thank you for cutting.
I didn't cut. I just asked a question. Thank
enter
you.
Enter your PIN.
55555.
Got it.
Okay. Can I get my drinks or what's going on? You have such
here you go.
Sad eyes.
Here you go. Here you go.
Thank you.
Brent, CJ, are you okay?
No, I'm not, man.
All right. Well, you got to pull yourself together. This
she
is
did
important.
It again. She did it again.
Hello? Of course she did. That's hello? Your thing. Oh, I'm sorry. What can I get you?
I'd like an iced oat milk matcha.
Iced oat milk matcha.
Unsweetened.
Okay. Unsweetened? Gross, but we got an unsweetened one.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
What's wrong with
cash
him?
Cash or credit?
What's wrong with him?
There's nothing wrong with him.
She did it again.
Oh, no, who?
She's cheating on him constantly.
Who?
His ex, well, what is she cheating
on?
On
again, off again? That's never good. Bingo. If it's on again, off again, it should be off.
Permanently. That's what I say. That's at this right. point, I just feel like, what's the point?
But I feel like we learn in the off again.
You can learn, but you should use that evolution in a new relationship.
Wow, that's sophisticated.
Are you in a relationship?
I am not in a relationship.
So you're in the off again?
No, I'm just doing me. I've been doing me for 20 years.
That's brave.
And I'm not interested in any sort of companionship.
Is that an option?
It is. It's going great for me.
And here's your iced matcha oat milk latte.
Unsweetened?
Yeah, of course it's unsweetened. Sorry.
Hi, can anyone help me?
Hold on one second. Hold on
I don't
one second.
Have any cash. Can I give you this lipstick?
I still have that guy's PIN number.
I mean, that's not cool, CJ.
It's all right. 55555. It's fine.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for the advice.
I hope you feel better.
I don't know if I will, but thank you.
Oh, just don't ever go back. Be alone forever. You're fine.
I'm gonna get this.
Okay.
This drive-thru order. Drive-thru. I'm listening.
Hey, do you have caffeinated coffee?
Yeah, I have caffeinated coffee, idiot.
What?
I said I have caffeinated coffee, idiot.
Look, I'm not a coffee drinker normally, but I'm having an asthma attack, and my doctor told me that the caffeine might help.
Okay, sure.
So I need a caffeinated coffee.
It's just regular coffee. It would be, anything else would be something extra. It doesn't matter. Just regular black coffee, or you want something?
Hey, can I take your... Oh. You knew I was working today.
Yeah, I did.
So it just seems like you could have picked anywhere else to get your coffee today, but you wanted to come here.
Yeah, okay. Of course I did, because we didn't finish our conversation.
We're off.
Oh my God, what's happening? I'm in line. Can I go before this? I don't want to wait for that.
Yeah, you can go before us. She tends to let everything come before us.
She's
anyway.
Your regular so. Coffee for the drive-thru. What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm here, but they're having a personal thing, but I just need my order.
Okay. Bro, I got your back. You want to talk to her? You can talk to her, and I'll take over the counter.
Thanks,
Malcolm?
Brent.
Malcolm, is that your name?
Yeah.
You can't do that at work.
CJ.
Oh, what's an Americano? I'm not a coffee drinker.
I'm wearing Malcolm's shirt.
Oh, a brand. Malcolm Brand?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's his name, Malcolm Brand.
Oh.
What's an Americano?
Americano's got shots of espresso and water.
A hash brown.
Okay, well, that sounds too intense for me.
CJ, why are you holding my job against me? You know it's important. I
love
you.
What do you do?
I work in a kiosk at the mall where I sell phone repair to the glass that breaks.
Why would you hold that against her, CJ?
Because she's has all the time in the world to repair broken iPhone screens, but has no time to repair our relationship.
Well, but, wait, okay, let's get to the bottom of this. What's wrong with the relationship?
Well, evidently, I
What's your name, honey?
It's Penelope.
I love the amount of ponytails you have.
Thank you.
Never seen that many on a head.
Well, that was the challenge. It was ponytail challenge day at the mall.
Oh, she's a team player.
Here's your hash brown.
How do I get the coffee? I've never used a drive-thru
before.
Well,
you're going to need to pull up to the next window. You're still at the order place.
Oh, I'm at the order place. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you wanted the black coffee. Now I made you an Americano.
I'm having an asthma attack.
Isn't it an emergency then? So just pull up to the next window.
Okay. So just straight?
Yeah, just follow the only path. Just don't drive away from the building.
Okay, I see you now. There you are.
I'm waving out the window. That's me. That's me. Pull up.
I'm pulled up next to you.
All right. Here you go. Careful with this coffee. It's really hot.
Wow, that's hot.
Yeah, it's really hot. Be careful.
Do you think I'm freakish because of the mask that I'm wearing?
I barely even noticed the mask. It's barely noticeable.
People say I look like Bane.
You look a lot like Bane, except...
What the fuck's up with that guy's mask, man?
Hey, listen, leave this guy alone. He's got asthma.
Somebody noticed.
That person inside is a... Oh, you want to be noticed?
Okay. What?
Well, you're a one-man freak show.
I'm sorry that I had to pick up extra shifts, okay? But both Dan and Rick were killed in a bank heist this weekend.
Oh,
and
no.
Somebody had to man the kiosk.
And that broke your heart because you were... in love with Dan, and
oh,
everyone knew it.
I think that's unfair. I think what you're saying is unfair, CJ.
Why?
But if someone's reeling over death, they should reel. Let her grieve.
She's been emotionally cheating on me with Dan for a very long time.
What do you define as emotionally cheating?
Well, I'm not sure. Just because we're kindred spirits, we both enjoy fixing foam glass.
Can I get you a drink, please?
All right, what do you want to drink?
I'd like two smoothies, two brown smoothies, one green.
You mean coffee smoothies?
No, just two brown smoothies.
What makes, you want a chocolate shake?
No, just two brown smoothies and then one green, and then I'm going to do a couple of spoons of coffee, and then if you got any...
Go ahead.
Say again?
I said go ahead. I honestly am just confused on the first two, but I'll get to that.
Babe, ask if they can do a blended dog.
Okay. Can you do a blended dog?
You talking about hot dog blended?
Yeah, I want a hot dog blended, please.
We don't do those anymore. So that was a summer
thing. Two
blended
dogs.
Can we get two blended dogs? Just drain
the
juice?
That's a summer drink. That's a summer drink. It's baseball season.
I know you got the dogs back there. Just do it up.
Okay, it's your thing.
This is terrible, by the way.
First of all,
this coffee is disgusting.
You aren't supposed to be here anymore. You're supposed to drive away when I give that to you.
Are you talking to me? Or are you
Brent.
Talking to me?
Brent.
You took my payment.
Can you ask if they have slice
hey,
on
Brent,
ice?
Brent, yeah. Why is everybody wearing masks today?
CJ, I think that there might be something wrong with the air quality outside. Maybe
should we put on our masks?
I guess.
Can we also do a slice on ice? I want those hot dogs blended and drained, no water, and then slice
on
ice.
Slice on ice.
Yeah, I want
extra.
I want an extra slice on ice.
I'm not mad at you. I just can't take the pain anymore.
CJ, take the mask off. You're never yourself. Be yourself.
Oh.
You're always hiding behind
something.
This feels
like we're getting somewhere.
Should I take the mask off?
Yes, take the mask off. Show her who you really are, CJ.
But then I'll be vulnerable to diseases and to heartbreak.
Exactly. You get the metaphor. You're doing it yourself now.
I am.
Okay. Okay, what do you want?
I want us to get back together.
I mean to drink.
I would like one of those shaken crazy teas.
Okay.
Shake it good.
Wow.
There. That'll be $9.
$9? You're marking it up for me, CJ?
That's expensive as fuck!
You're getting the broken heart discount.
Sounds like an up, not a diss.
The broken heart upcount.
CJ, why are you doing this? What's so wrong?
What's your name, Tabitha? You seem like a Tabitha.
Penelope.
She CJ works at and Tabitha. Penelope. That's why she's wearing a Tabitha top. That's the name of the kiosk.
Yes.
You deserve better.
What?
Get out of here.
Who?
This guy's a scum.
Why?
Because you're charging her so much for a blended tea.
Where?
You just did that.
How?
You just said nine to I don't know.
CJ, I need 2 hot dog blendeds. I already told them it's not in season, but can you help me with it?
Okay, if they want unripened hot dogs, that's fine.
If you're making a blended hot dog, I'll have one.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this guy wants make it 3 blended hot dogs.
Make it
3,
okay.
Hey, babe, get the slab.
Yeah.
Can you get a slam
box? Yeah, can I get a slam box? I just want
No, not a slam box, babe. The slaw in the blend.
Okay, yeah. Can you get a little slaw in there? No cabbage, extra mayo?
What's the order?
I want the dog blenders, but they want the slaw and the mayo.
Okay.
Hey, I'm so sorry, but my car just broke down and it ripped my shirt off, so I decided to do an open circuit on the road. Sorry about that.
What does an open circuit mean?
I do CrossFit.
You've got
No shoes, no service.
Oh, no worries. I don't want any service. I'm actually here to give.
You know, I'm a kindergarten teacher. My kids would love to see this.
Okay.
You know, a guy working on cars. The kids would love it if you want
to. Penelope, why are you standing closer to him?
I don't know.
Okay, here she goes.
You helped fix my screen.
Oh
my gosh.
I thought you looked familiar.
Oh, wow. I never forget an eye.
It's
one beautiful eye.
Here's a blended slaw.
What if I take down my 3 ponytails, shake this hair out?
Oh my God, that's like 12 feet of hair.
Big whoop. Look at my hair.
Jesus Christ.
It's 4 layers.
It's falling out.
Frosted.
Wow.
Just in patches. My kids would love to have you come in. Come here. Can I touch you?
I don't give consent.
Man, put your dress down.
I didn't put it up. It flew up.
All right, sir. Here's your dog blinded, but you have got to drive away, okay?
I heard somebody trying to order a slam box. Could I get a slam box as well?
I mean, you got to go around and get back into the line because you are holding up all
through. Here, I already have a slam box waiting.
Okay, here's a slam box.
I feel that, and I want you to know that you're a powerful person and that you have everything you need to do whatever you
I'm
want.
I'm sorry, do you
want
to get out of here? All this talk about box slamming has got me raring to go.
I wish I could. I gave up sex.
What can I get for you, sir?
A little time. Do some time.
Oh.
You want that tall or large?
Whatever size you're comfortable giving.
Kids would love to just meet you. I think if you just want to come by the...
Hey, did you draw a mustache on your face?
I didn't. It was... I did. Yeah. I did draw a mustache.
Let's Brent.
What's going on?
You got to listen to this guy.
Well, this guy...
Look at his body.
I told you can't be in here without a shirt.
Listen to his order.
You couldn't put a shirt on.
What do you want?
I just want some time.
What?
Holy shit. Wow. Hey, why don't you get the people in the drive-thru to come in? I think this is an important moment.
All right, I'll tell them, but... Okay.
Let's just see.
Hey, sir? Sir?
Yeah?
You're allowed to come in.
The slam box is incredible, by the way.
They're gross. I eat them all the time.
We haven't got our slaw yet or any of our dogs.
Just come on in. The drive-thru's broken. Come inside or somebody
in here. Drive-thru's broken?
So drive around and then come in?
Just park your car.
Hey, do you even have slice on ice? We're not going to come in unless you have slice on ice.
Yeah, we have slice.
We have slice on ice.
What about fish cup?
Do you got a fish cup?
Yeah.
Boiled or not?
Not boiled.
I mean, it's not boiled.
Okay.
But you want it iced anyways.
Yeah.
Just come on in. Okay,
I'm in. I'm right next to you.
Oh, wow. You really do look like Bane right in front of me.
And the core of it all, if we really think about it.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to just massage this part.
Okay.
To relax you while
just
you talk.
Just my hand? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
and the core of it comes down to, how do you feel?
What's your hand?
I feel
hand's
like I need
touching
to
me.
Start over. I need to move to
You're
a new town
hand,
and start over. Maybe with you.
Maybe. I just met you. But
maybe I could go with you.
But look at his hand. It's on my boob. His hand's on my boob.
Okay, well, let me just put my hand in my pocket.
Hey, Cliff, did you get that time?
Not yet.
If they don't got to get like sage or oregano or something, I gotta put something in my pasta sauce.
Oh, wait. Wait, you wanted the spice?
Oh.
Yeah. What did you think I wanted?
Holy shit, you're... What? CJ, line them back. I'm CJ. Sorry, I'll talk to myself
Brent,
for a second.
It's okay. You've been all of a sudden googly eyeing this guy now. Like, what the fuck?
I've just been following false ideas and really.
Don't worship false gods or you'll go to hell.
Jesus Christ, you're bleeding, ma'am.
I don't know what's going on today. I'm all hot and bothered. I'm trying to help people. Nobody wants to be helped, and you're worshiping false gods, aren't you?
I just thought
you're
this guy
go to hell, and you're gonna go to hell, and you keep your shirt off. Keep your shirt off.
That guy's having an asthma attack.
Somebody, get him some espresso down the throat. He told me that
it's disgusting. I don't want to drink coffee. It's terrible.
Okay, give him some green tea, like or black
I think we should
tea.
Give him a fish cup.
Ooh. A fish cup. Yeah. Gross.
Unboiled.
Unboiled fish cup.
We never got one of our brown smoothies. You had two brown smoothies, one green.
I asked for the slice on ice.
We need that slice on ice.
Listen, I totally forgot about the brown smoothies, but we got an emergency in here right now.
Yeah. And everyone that ever lived is doomed to die, all save one.
All right, I'm
and
just gonna
guess
get out of
who
here.
That might be. Hey, you come back here.
All right.
Put your hand on my boot.
What? Look, I just don't.
Everyone will perish.
All right. I'm going to throw these unripened hot dogs at you.
Wow, that was really brave of you, Penelope.
Took it down.
I just feel like we got off. CJ, let's just start over. Let's get out of here.
Let's start over. Let's get out of here.
All right, CJ. Hey,
Brent.
This is what always dude, happens. This is like almost word for word.
I know, but this time
it's
for real.
Yeah, but.
You're the best, man.
All right, I'll cover the rest of your shift.
Hey, you can take my tips.
Thanks.
And also, like, take care of yourself.
Okay.
Like, maybe put on a mask sometimes for yourself.
Okay.
And treat yourself sometimes.
I'm worried about you, but okay. Get out of here.
Who do I have to blow for a slam box?
Sorry, I'm on my way.
And that's that one. Good job, guys. Our last scene for today is from Sean, who wrote, "Hi, my name is Sean. Love the show. My suggestion is an African medical mission with doctors whose specialties are not a great fit for the work. For example, a dermatologist, plastic surgeon, orthopedic surgeon who works with professional athletes, etc. Maybe a hospital administrator or a billing specialist. Alchemy that. Respectfully, Sean Wormworth, MD.
Oh, and that stands for
Mr. Dad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the Patriots, you know, the Jets.
No, I'm asking you what hospitals you served at. What do you mean you worked at the Patriots and the Jets? Were you a sports doctor?
Yeah, you could say that. You ever heard of a guy named Tim Brady?
I don't watch sports. I'm pretty busy trying to save lives.
You probably heard of
Tim
Brady.
Tim Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah, greatest tight end of all time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I know Tim Brady.
You
know.
I'm sorry, but we got to focus. We are trying
to stop. I worked on Tim Brady's shoulder. I worked on his back. You name it.
He should have worked on his hands because, boy, did he drop some balls.
Now, legally, I'm not allowed to touch his hands.
We're trying to stop a massive outbreak of Ebola here, okay?
But the crazy part about that whole season was that it wasn't at the beginning that we saw the outcomes of all that. It was preseason. That's what no
well,
one
you can't see outcomes until the end.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, hey, how you doing? Do you know Tim Brady?
I do know Tim Brady.
For God's sake, please tell me all three of you aren't sports doctors.
Not exactly. No, not just a fan.
Okay.
You know what? We were just talking about that season. Uh-huh. And it was a season that Brady broke.
I love your necklace.
Oh, thank you very much.
You can't wear that necklace. So it's 100%, that is unsanitary.
100% human teeth.
Wow. And we're not just sports doctors, all right? I'm just a throat specialist. I don't do ears and nose, but just throat.
That's not that bad, actually. That's at least
I'm an infectious disease specialist.
Oh, thank God. Okay, well, this is what we're dealing with
here. Who happens to dabble in athletes?
Doctors.
Or do they dabble in me?
Doctors. Yes. We have a bad case.
Okay, we're prepared for that. That's why there's professionals.
He's in room two.
All right, have him come here.
Who's in room one?
No, we can't have him come to us. He's in a quarantined room. It's a very...
Why did they not put him in room one?
Yeah, why did they... Why
room one is... We're using that as kind of like a storage facility right now, like a...
Then you should just renumber so that...
Yeah, that's one then.
It was honestly number one before we put boxes in there. It just happened to be the closest thing to the truck. But nonetheless,
I think that we should call whatever room he's in room one.
Listen,
first
I've
patient.
Been in charge of this for a long time. Don't come in here day one trying to tell me to renumber my rooms.
Yikes. Hey, look, we're doing this like kind of for free.
This is a humanitarian thing. Curtoid, if that is your name.
It's weird name.
It's Curtis.
Oh, I thought you said Curtoid.
No, I
heard.
So the doctors will be here in just a moment.
I'm very sick.
What are your symptoms exactly?
I am coughing. I have a fever.
Yeah, okay.
I'm bleeding.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, I'm going to need you to step on the scale first. Jesus Christ. I'm going to need you to step on the scale for a second.
Okay.
So take your weight here. Wow. Have you always weighed this much? Have you had any recent weight loss?
Yes, I've lost 50 pounds in the last week.
Right, okay. So you're 89 pounds now.
Okay. Is that bad?
Well, let me take your height. Let me see your height here. Okay, you're 6'3".
6'3". So,
that's, you look, it's a little thin.
It's like shooting guard.
Are you?
Height.
You watch?
Do I watch?
Sports?
I do watch sports, yes.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too.
Oh my God, what are you doing in here without a hazmat suit?
Well, you guys were over there playing dilly-dally.
What's going on here? We were getting our strips on.
Well, we got to quarantine this nurse.
Why? I know, I'm fine.
Here, take my stuff.
Oh, okay. Don't take that off, you idiot!
Rookie mistake.
No, you idiot, I'm a doctor, you're an idiot.
I'm...
The patient's right here.
It's very likely that this patient has Ebola.
Hello, sir. I'm an infectious disease specialist.
Oh, thank God.
Dr. Anita Sumqua.
That's a great name.
Thank you. And your name is?
Marvin.
You were very thin. Very, very thin man.
I've lost 50 pounds in the last week.
My friends would be jealous. I have a lot of anorexic friends.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, where did that nurse go?
I don't know. Would you want me to keep a tracker on the nurse? What do you want me to do?
That nurse was exposed. You can't go anywhere. Your gloves are off, and that's
I'm trying to work.
You, Cartoid, chase down the nurse.
Okay, I'm you've working got with everything under control here. You
Absolutely.
Promise?
Absolutely.
Careful with the bedside manner. It sounds a little.
What does that mean?
Check.
It sounds like.
What?
Well, you're telling him he should be lucky he's dying of Ebola. I gotta go. I'm gonna go find this. I gotta go find
like
that.
Wow. That was a leap.
Don't let this doctor leave,
okay?
What am I? Should I bounce?
Hang out. Marvin, I did not mean to say you're lucky to be dying of Ebola.
Okay.
There's worse ways to go, Marvin. I can tell you that. You ever heard of Tim Brady?
No, I don't know.
You know the Patriots? You know the Jets?
I mean, we get a lot of their t-shirts for free here, yeah.
Oh, great. So you watch?
I watch basketball, more of an NBA fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've done some NBA stuff. You sure you haven't heard of Tim Brady?
So have I. Marvin, not going to name names.
You're a good guy, Marvin. I like you.
Look, I heard Ebola, and I'm kind of locked into that.
Are you sure you have Ebola?
I keep hearing people say I have Ebola.
We think you do.
Yeah.
There's an outbreak. Your symptoms match the symptoms of Ebola.
Pretty clearly.
Okay. Yeah. I was bit by a baboon last week.
That's bad for you.
Well, what was going on? Were you guys watching Tim Brady?
It doesn't matter.
We don't need to
know how they got into it.
All right.
Whatever happened between you and the baboon is between you and the baboon.
I'm sorry. It's really stuffy in here. I'm just going to open up this tent.
That's better. Honestly, that breathes great.
Listen, I know this is bad. This means the germs are getting out.
No, not 100%.
No, this is 100%
bad. Well, then
bad.
You know what? Let's just do a...
Brian, step back from the buffet. Brian,
I'm
come
starved.
Here.
I'm starving.
Brian, please don't go over by that. Oh. Okay, we...
What's up?
Okay,
I gotta mix this chicken with the rice and everything else.
Oh,
right,
don't
do a big pot. Let's go do a big pot of food.
Okay, nobody can eat this food. This food's off limits.
What do you mean the food's off limits? What do you mean?
Oh, no, it's still good to me. It smells good.
What do you mean?
Okay, I'm sure that you'll understand. This food has now been tainted by a somebody that should be quarantined.
You're saying we can't eat it? I've had a long day of making spinal adjustments to people.
Well, unfortunately, Brian here was exposed to Ebola.
You're pissing off my monkey.
Feed this baboon before it starts biting people.
Okay. Give the baboon a little bit of the food.
Okay, look. I come in and I make the food, all right? And you're going to tell me right now that I can't serve the food? That's insane to me.
Well, you know how dangerous it is here, okay?
I know how dangerous it is. I'm working with a crazy doctor.
I'm not crazy.
Oh, I fuck around.
Brian, this nurse here was just exposed
to
Ebola.
Oh, I don't know that he's a nurse. I don't know what your position is.
We're just people.
That's it.
I love this. This is delicious.
Listen, Brian, I need you to go into room number 3. Zip the door.
Wait,
and just
which
stay
3
there.
Now? Because now everything's all...
Follow the actual numbers in the doors.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
I'm gonna freak the fuck out. Brian, get into room number 3. You guys, this food can't be served.
Come on.
No, just don't serve it. It's an order from the doctor, okay? I've gotta get back to room number 2 and
How
make
long
sure
have you had this tension?
This tension? This tension's been growing since the kissing contest in Sierra Leone!
Because you might need some cupping to reduce the anxiety
just
Welcome to the kissing contest at Sierra Leone.
Sierra.
What
did I say?
You said Sierra Leone.
Just because
Leone.
You're a local celebrity doesn't mean you can fuck up the name of the school.
Sierra.
Look, you two are just the kissers. I'm the face of this competition.
Well, then say the school correctly.
Just say it right.
Sierra Leone.
Well, I once knew a Sierra Leone.
Okay.
You're confused because Sara Lee, the Cheesecake Company, is sponsoring this.
That is true.
That was a generous offer to him.
That was true. That's true. So I'm justified. Here.
No, hold on. No, you gotta say Sierra Leone.
Okay, I'm not here to fight. I'm here to host.
Which is what we want you to do. So just
turn it down a notch.
So remember, you two are kissing every person that walks up to your booths. Understood?
We only get one refusal of the day?
One refusal of the day. Okay. And you gotta hold up the big sign and say, never, never. Ain't gonna happen.
Would rather die.
Yeah, okay, or that too.
Okay. So it could also work in nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
It's a double negative.
It's a double negative. It's their slogan. It's just how it works.
That's such a word jumble.
Everyone likes Sara Lee.
Okay,
yeah, why can't we say
everyone likes Sara Lee?
We can't change their slogan at this point.
But it's just if he's gonna say Sierra Leone, I don't know why I can't change
it. I will all say Sierra Leone, okay?
Oh, great. So then I have to say their slogan.
Yes, they're sponsoring this. It looks like we have somebody out there waiting.
Hey, is anybody at this booth?
Yep. We'll be right with you. Okay, you two. Mm-hmm. You're the blue team. You're the red team. Whoever gets more kisses wins.
Yeah, don't we have our own booths? Is that right? Or do we share a booth?
No, you have your own booth.
Okay. Wait. So he came to... I'm spinning right now.
I'll make the intro.
The Sierra Leone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sierra Leone Kissing Contest.
The Sierra Lee Sierra Leone Kissing Contest.
Welcome to the Sierra Lee Sierra Leone Kissing Contest. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know why you came here. You came here to get kissed. Make some noise. I will bring out your two professional kissers. You know her. She's from Newark, New Jersey. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Tilly Swanson.
Pleasure to be here.
Kiss Master himself coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Jeff Carlt.
He's not coming to you live from Atlanta. He's here. He's
We're
in
here
the room.
In Sierra Leone.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, alive.
It's Carton Tillotin.
All right, Carl Leo.
Carton Tillotin. Jeff Carton Tillotin.
Jeffrey. Okay.
Carton Tillotin.
Carton Tillotin. Two-time kissing champ.
So what happened at the contest? What does that have to do with us eating or not eating food here?
42 new cases of Ebola broke out that day, and I've been sweating bullets ever since.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I was just...
What are you just, doing?
What do you mean what I'm doing? Just, okay, you... I need your help. Who here has heard of Tim Brady?
That baboon has got to get away from the goddamn buffet, or I'm going to kill it.
Who's here heard of Tim Brady?
I have doctor.
Okay. What are you doing?
Come with me.
It's
come with me quick.
Tim
with
Barabee.
Tim, come quickly. Come with me. Quickly. Marvin.
Yes.
Do you recognize this guy?
He looks vaguely familiar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who do you think he is?
I don't know. Tim Brady.
Yeah, that is.
That's not Tim Brady.
Okay, why is this tent unzipped? Guys, this is completely melted down. Tim Brady, I need you in room number 4. Zip it when you get in. You're under quarantine.
Cartoid is a real stick-up, is it?
It's Curtis. It's not that hard of a name to say.
You know, Kobe
Kiss, Bryant. Okay, kiss. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come down to the last kiss of the day. So far, neither of our contestants have used the ain't gonna kiss. But maybe they will now. Our last two people to kiss are coming up.
Great.
I'd like to have a kiss.
You choose. Is it going to be Tilly or Carlt?
Carton.
Carton Tillotin.
Sierra Lee, Sierra Leone.
Before you kiss anybody, can you say the magic catchphrase, Sierra Lee, Sierra Leone?
Wow, okay.
That was great.
Tilly, he threw up in your booth. It means you are kissing.
Oh, are we tied? Do I have to take this one?
Well, you can use your pass.
Sierra Lee.
I'll take it.
Okay, so say the phrase.
Nobody doesn't like Sierra Lee. Great. Here at Sierra Leone.
All right, Carl. It is up to you.
Just Jeff. Just Jeff.
Okay. Jeff, everybody.
Jeff.
Will you be kissing or not?
Yeah, I'll kiss. Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Hold on, that was the passphrase. So, I mean, you both passed. Wait, which means this thing ends in a tie, ladies and gentlemen. Yay!
Those are the rules. What the hell? I guess.
That guy threw up in my mouth a little.
That's not supposed to happen.
Look, doctor, just give it to me straight.
I told him I think it's Ebola.
What's the prognosis?
It's Ebola.
Yeah.
It's Ebola.
I'm kidding.
You don't need
kidding.
To come in here.
This is Tim Brady. I don't know if I've been introduced or not. Look, I'm having, out of his room.
I'm having trouble holding down this cheesecake. Is there a less rich food you can give me?
I'm sorry. This hospital is sponsored
it's
by Sara
sponsored
Lee.
Sponsored by Sara Lee?
I mean, we're thankful for all of the funding.
Nobody
that we get
does
from
it
Sara
like Sara Lee.
No, nobody doesn't like.
No, it's nobody does it like Sara
no,
Lee.
No, it's a double negative.
Well, what? Tim, you're sponsored.
Why would that be the slogan? That
is terrible.
Well, Tim's sponsored by Sara Lee. What is it?
What is it, Tim?
It's nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Hold on.
Wait, what did you say? What did
nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Say it again.
I'm sorry, we were interrupted.
Say it again.
Marvin, can you stop? We're trying to hear Tim.
Marvin, would you like me to sign your Buffalo Bills 4-time Super Bowl champions T-shirt?
Sure.
Oh, it's getting skinnier every fucking second.
All right. So what's the saying? What's the slogan here?
It's nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Nobody Doctor, doesn't like.
That's yes, what I just want to let you know. I renumbered the doors, so now we have all of the dead and decomposing bodies in room 4. In new room 4.
Which was old room 5.
Old room 5.
That's where Tim was supposed to go.
I have no idea.
You gotta go to that room. That's your room now.
Why does he have to go there?
This guy doesn't look... I mean, he looks great, but he doesn't look great.
Oh, he looks great.
Give him the antidote. Does anyone have it?
Yeah, there's an antidote.
That's in new room 6. That's in new room 6.
I got it. Well, there's only one antidote, and we were using that to duplicate, so thanks a lot.
Well, we should give it to Marvin.
It's not been duplicated. We saved Marvin, and everybody else's tick is dead.
But now I've made a connection with Marvin.
Come in.
Hello?
Leave the light off.
Okay. It's kind of hard to see. My eyes are adjusting here. Kind of like Tim Brady last season, am I right? Are you familiar?
I suppose you're here for the antidote.
I am. Tim Brady, are you familiar?
Yes.
That's great. He's kind of a close personal friend of mine. I worked on him, worked on his hands, shoulders, and whatnot.
You know, doctor, you don't have to tell every story about me to everybody you meet.
Tim,
I can't believe it's Tim.
I know.
I remember you bigger and stronger.
Here, check it out. Look, I got the antidote right here. Here, catch.
Oh!
Oh, he dropped it. Oh, goddamn it.
Butterfingers.
God damn it, Tim.
Brady.
Look, I need antidotes and I'm getting anecdotes.
Marvin.
That was great, Marvin.
Well, it was not intended to be great. I'm very
Oh, the baboon ate the antidote.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Now it goes to figure. If we make the baboon, if we drain the baboon's blood, we can put the blood in Marvin and
Blood transfusion! Let's
all right, get us hooked up.
I'm willing to try anything.
Hey, Marvin, just want you to know, sense of humor, first thing to go. You're in good spirits. I love that.
Who's going to drain the baboon?
I'll do it. Let's make an incision. I'll suck and spit. So let's make an incision on Marvin. And then here we go. Ready?
Humanitarian work, really.
Can we get a bucket? I'm losing a lot of blood. I'm trying to spit the hole for Marvin.
Hey, sorry I've been sitting this one out. This doesn't seem throat related, so I've just been hanging back.
It's definitely throat related. That's where the blood's coming from, Mr. McHugh.
Tomato, tomato.
I might be crazy because everybody else seems to think this is normal, but usually blood transfusions are through.
Oh, I'm getting tired.
What are they through, Curtoin?
Well, they're through bags and tubes. Bags, tubes, needles.
I don't think you're a real doctor, Curtoin.
Don't say that.
And I don't think this tent is a real medical tent. Oh. I think this is all just some Sara Lee publicity stunt, which I've seen happen before.
Why is Rob Riggle here?
Everybody down, all right? I'm robbing this place, all right? I like you. What's your name?
What is your name?
Oh, why is he looking at you?
Answer that.
You got a good vibe,
it's
man.
Like
what's your
got
handle?
Eyes for you.
What is your handle?
I don't know how to answer
my
this.
My man, what is your handle? I like your energy.
I slept with Kobe Bryant.
You did?
Yeah.
Why would you scream that out?
Well, I wanted Rob to look at me.
Why did you shoot Tim Burby?
Tim Burby, I don't like you that much, man, okay? I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan, all right? Love Boston, but don't like you, all right? You got that? You feeling me?
Understood.
You, handle, now.
I don't feel comfortable. Who's that walking through the door? It's that crazy old man who keeps in that dark, dark room in new room 6.
Oh, old room 5? No, yeah. Old room 7.
That's the guy I got the end of from. He knows that.
He's probably has some answers. Knows baby. Here he goes.
Why did he need that kind of intro? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Is he here or not? What is he talking about?
Hey, Marvin, we're canceling your 17th spinoff.
What?
Canceling the spinoff.
Oh.
McHugh's African doctor sabbatical is not going well.
I thought that was my favorite one to do.
Sorry, buddy.
I dressed as a local.
Mm-hmm.
My name was Marvin.
Marvin, it's just offensive across the board. I mean,
hold on. Guys.
You're telling me blackface is offensive.
Yes, Marvin.
Look at these numbers. Look at these numbers.
That's the first time I looked at
these ratings. 5, 7, 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Lots of numbers.
Yeah.
You got a 5, 7, 10?
It's a plus 10 location actor.
Yeah, in the 18 to 20 market.
Oh, my gosh. This is in... The numbers are through the roof.
Through the roof.
Through the what?
The roof.
Are you some kind of an alien?
Abort. Abort. Abort.
I have to go take a shit.
What the hell is happening to your skin?
And that's our show for today, everybody.
Was that from this week?
Picking up a thread from another episode.
Okay, great.
We're more ornate than the MCU.
That's really long form.
I tell you, right? Well, let's say hello and goodbye to our alchemist, Chris Alvarado.
Hello, goodbye.
Hello, goodbye.
Vanessa Ragland.
Hello, goodbye.
Craig Kukowski.
You say hello, and I say goodbye.
James Heaney.
I don't know why.
I'm not going to not promote myself. I got to.
Whoa.
Wow.
Promoted to boss. No, I'm kidding. Go to
undercover
Twitter.
Boss.
At The Heen. And on there, I've got some new content. I made this Rusher thing starring me as John Bolton.
Nice.
It's funny. I really enjoy it.
And Joey Greer, guys.
Hello, goodbye.
I'm Cole Stratton, filling in for Kevin. Let's thank our engineer, Doug Bain.
Thank
you, Doug.
Our post sound design artist, Rafael Brito.
Brito!
Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And lastly, iHeartMedia. We encourage you all to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com.
And until next time,
Alchemy This. We'll be right back.